those of us who are city dwellers may forget that there are such places in Hawaii, places of complete serenity where you can tune into the sound of the wind and feel a connection to the spirit within. The Lauai International Center on Kauai is described as a gathering place for all people to hear what is not said, see what cannot be seen, to feel what cannot be touched, to know peace, and to receive the true spirit of aloha. The Lauai Valley has been home to shrines from Hawaiian, Taoist, Buddhist, and Shinto traditions, and the center continues in that ecumenical spirit. Lynn Muramoto is the board president, and she joins us by phone. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
You have the enormous advantage of being in a beautiful setting, don't you?
Oh, well, we are all blessed to be here.
And tell me about where you are, which is where?
Oh, we are in Lauai, which is about 20 minutes southwest of Lihue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's it like there?
Well, it's more the feeling here at the center. As soon as one sets foot on the grounds, what they're feeling is something way beyond. We have 88 shrines on the hillside, and we have a new building, but they're feeling way beyond these structures.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling the heart and soul of the community and the collective consciousness of this community.
What do you think has brought that about, Lynn?
Well, historically, on this sacred grounds, first the Native Hawaiians came here, and for the Native Hawaiians, this area is a turtle. When you come to the grounds, there is, you know, a rock wall that forms the front fins of the turtle, and the hillside is the back of the turtle.
Uh-huh.
Then when the first wave of Japanese immigrants came to the islands, the first group, they were young teenage farmers. And they set sail with hopes in their hearts for a better life on this island and landed on the sugar plantations, you know, and worked on the sugar plantations of Kaloa. And they, too, could feel the energies of this place and built these 88 shrines on the hillside. And each little shrine represents a much larger temple in Shikoku, Japan, where there are 88 large temples around the island.
What it sounds like, Lynn, is that a great deal of, for want of a better term, spiritual energy has kind of converged in this valley.
Yes, and nature has provided these places of comfort, and they're found all over the world. And at the same time, it takes the openness and the commitment of the hearts of the people to open up these natural energies. Go
ahead.
May I continue with the shrines?
Please.
And so what happened was, after the shrines were created in 1904, people walked from all parts of this island for 50 years. It was from 1904 to the late 40s. And so it was very common that people would walk from Hanalei, which is on the total opposite end of the island, and walk barefooted for their journey to this land for their miracles. And so one woman named Grandma Nonaka came here every month for over 60 years, and before her sons went off to war, she took a pinch of the soil and put it in a Bull Durham tobacco pouch and pinned it onto her sons.
Huh.
And when they returned safely, they were to return the pouch of soil. And so today, the soil has gone to Iraq and back many a time.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And so one woman said, not only did her friend feel that this pouch of soil from Lauai, you know, helped him to return safely, but his entire unit held this one pouch of soil.
You know, Lynn, with places that are described as sacred places or places of healing, the place that you're describing, the Lauai Valley, sounds as if it always, in the perception of people there, always had that. But do you think that the presence of people and the kind of the energy that people put into a place like yours can change it over the years? Can a place can be sort of invested with that kind of spiritual energy?
Definitely. You know, when we went there, what happened was historically there was a plantation camp there, and people worked on the pineapple cannery, and the cannery closed, so the people moved from there. And with it, overnight, this place became an entire jungle, overgrown jungle for decades. And so when we came along in 1990, 25 years ago, we literally went in with chainsaws, and with the chainsaws, cleared the ground, rebuilt this rock wall to open up the energies.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did this, they called us the No-Can Project. They said it's impossible. And so after clearing the grounds, the landowner wanted to develop the place. And so we asked him how much did he want for the 32-acre parcel. And he wanted $6 million. Well, that didn't stop our little group. We went to the county fair and made the largest malasada booth in the history of the county fair, and we made 28,000 malasadas.
Yeah.
Then we made 8,000 plates of stew and noodles at another event. And then Grandma made her own mango preserves, and we sold over 10,000 bags of those. So we just kept going on and on, and going the best way we knew how, until about 15 years ago, our everyone's a volunteer in the organization, from the ladies who sweep the floor through administration.
Lynn, we've run out of time, but...
You're kidding.
Well, that's how time...
Anyways, I think people will need to come over and experience it, but...
It certainly sounds that way.
Did happen, and could I just finish this one story?
No, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thanks very much for talking with us, Lynn. Lynn Morimoto is the board president of the Lawai International Center in Kapa'a, Kauai. And Shakuhachi Grandmaster Riley Lee will perform two concerts of Shakuhachi, the ancient ceremonial Japanese flute, at the center's Hall of Compassion on January 16th. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.